My name's Dave. I've been working in cultural community arts, and especially with diverse young people from in and around Melbourne, from high-rise commission flats to further out in Melton and other areas. I want to specifically talk about today, you know, moments of engagement in arts processes and projects, you know, and, you know, how those moments come about, yeah. What do those moments then mean for that project, for the participants, and as well as how does that affect the outcome? You know, so my first one I want to speak about is this project I did with Western Edge Youth Arts, and that was about 5-6 years ago. It was a project that ended up becoming titled Harry's Game. And it was a project that was a theatre performance project done in Debney Park Secondary College, which is a bunch of Year 9s. Now, Debney Park Secondary College is based in the middle of the high-rise, or around the high-rise flats of Flemington. So there's a large, diverse amount of young participants that were part of this project, and with a lot of, you know, different backgrounds. We started the project with, you know, a basic stimulus, and that's part of the process. You know, you have with working with young people, and the stimulus was something really basic. Like, there's a young person; he's been found in the flats, and he's been found dead. So tell me his background. You know, and it started there. And you know, we're getting background stories. We're starting to build momentum, but that in itself still, you know, kept a certain amount of distance between you as an artist. And them as participants, and that comes down to trust, you know. So how long does it take for them to trust you? In the third week of that process, I had a chance to work with a young participant from the Horn of African background, and we had sat down and written a monologue together, and he had told me some of his experience of working, of living in Australia. And it became the, what we call now as the, Why You Black monologue. And it was this monologue which he then performed back to his classmates who were from a range of different backgrounds. Now that moment where he performed it back and the young people in that classroom, they listened and they heard. They heard a couple of things. They heard him talking about his own cultural background. They heard him talking about the cultural politics of living in Australia. They heard him also reflecting about his experiences. So for them, they heard as well was that we're going to talk about this. You know, we're going to put this on the table, and we're going to go through a process with you to create this performance. And it was, it's a moment that I really remember really closely because the clapping and the cheering as a group hadn't happened like that. You know, the recognition and acceptance of the types of stories that were going to be put on the floor and part of this process came up, you know, and started to float as more and more of these workshops happened. And the performance became, you know, quite successful. It was had a really awesome outcome. It also added to the engagement of them as a whole group making decisions. You know, and quite often you work in, I think I work in a lot of so many projects where everyone wants different things from a project. You know, there's so many diverse voices going through, so many different opinions and wants from it, both, you know, and especially within the participants. You know, but for these particular young people working this project, they all wanted a really similar vision about their community. So the project became Harry's Game, and it was performed at Melbourne University. So for me, you know, I reflect a lot on that particular moment. You know, I reflect, well, would that project have happened that way without that moment? You know, without that moment of engagement with him as well as the rest of the group, you know, what would have happened if they rejected it, you know, and they sort of went, oh yeah, that's sort of nice, you know, would it have still kept momentum? And I think in some ways, yes, it would, you know, us as facilitators and artists would have driven the project through. But the difference is, I think, the ownership to the project, you know, the ownership to the story and the ownership to how those decisions get made. you know, for participants building narrative, you know. So for me, it's a really important part, that engagement moment, that buy-in, you know, for participants is really important. And I think I use that a lot now in my process, you know. I also want to speak about homelands as well. I'm also the project officer on homelands. And I'm going to talk about a specific moment that you saw up there, but wasn't quite up there. It was the moment between the first DVD of the formal training and then the second moment and the IPTV moment. So there was those two stages, two videos. And so after the first formal presentation of the See You at the Beach, they all made together, they made a DVD, a music video, which for them, song and music is very strong in their culture for the Korean people. And they had started creating other songs, you know, so they had already been somewhat skilled up with media and technology, and I'm wanting them to, you know, and motivate them to make more music videos, more things like that. And it's sort of coming through in drips and drabs, and I'm sort of going, well, I don't know what's going on here, but the engagement to it is not as good as what I think it can be, you know. So I'm not sure how to make it better, you know. And so there are moments in that with every project, I think, you know, where you sort of start to have to reflect and start to go, well, how do we re-engage young people to a project? Now, we had a moment of breakthrough in it, you know, and that breakthrough was actually the peer facilitator, the peer mentor cultural host, who had created her own little DVD of music video to the songs they had written. And that went up online and everyone sort of went, oh, wow, oh, this is what it is. You know, this is what we need to, this is what I can do as well, you know. So from her making that small little video, and yes, it was about love and, you know, the eternal romance, they then started creating other stuff. They then started creating their own music videos to those things. And I think it had a major part of it had to do with me not creating that for them. You know, me as the artist or as someone who's not part of their community or culture creating it. It had to do with everything that she was, you know, the cultural host. And she had created it, so there was an affinity and familiarity between them two about what's possible here. You know, so I think that's a really important moment in the process, because then they started creating other short videos as well, you know. But also, their crafting started to get a little bit better, you know. So from just sort of putting stuff together or long clips, they started editing things down into really, you know, particular moments, you know. So I thought that was really important. The next one, the other thing I just wanted to speak about was working projects with people who have another language than you. You know, so one is, I can definitely refer to the Korean project here in Homelands and not speaking Korean. But I'm actually going to think about another project that I did with a young Ethiopian group from an AIMS project. And it was a performing project about resettlement. And so they got to get up and perform. And at first, the process was working in English. First, the process was, you know, setting tasks, making performances, making story. And that was sort of moving along at a sort of ho-hum level, you know. But once we had changed the dynamic and said to the young people, okay, we're going to perform in Arabic, and you're going to perform in Arabic to your community, they all sort of went, well, which version of Arabic, first of all? And because there's quite a few. And then everything started changing. Everything started changing. They started creating scenes, adding things into it. That was, in a way, for me as an artist on the project, completely uncontainable. You know, I had no sense really on many times of the performance and of the rehearsal of what was actually going on in the performance. And it's quite, you know, it's funny now when I look back on it, I sort of go, okay, you guys have to get up, you're doing the family scene, and it's you two, and they go to me, oh, the uncle as well. And I say, which uncle? And they say, oh, the uncle we're going to put into it now, you know. So their ownership of that project was definitely through their ability to advocate in their own language about the messages they wanted to put in the show. And yes, and so, you know, I think it's really important to be able to do that in projects with young people from newly arrived backgrounds. I mean, I think as well in Homelands, the big thing was to be able to say, well, you can also do these videos in Karen, you know, and we want to hear it as much as possible. And they're also coming to me saying, well, can we do it in Karen? Can we do this in Karen? You know, and of course I'm saying yes, but then there's the question of audience, you know, so how widely does it get distributed, you know, and who sees it then? But yeah, I think I just wanted to end with that. Thank you.